Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, you can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Also, you send me emails when you want to win a prize, too. But my email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. You want to follow me because I give away a lot of stuff. The other day I just gave away Tyrese's Open Invitation CD, which is number one on the Billboard charts with his Stay single, number one download on iTunes. Also gave away a copy of his book, two copies of his book. And so you just want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, and you can become a fan or like, as they say, on Facebook. This morning, though, I am trying to introduce the world to new and exciting things, and I believe that this young man and his company are, like, just on the forefront, about to bloom, and you don't want to miss it. He's the artistic director of Acropolitan Legacy Theater. They're based in New York, and also his managing director is on the line. And good morning, TK and Ezene. Is that how you pronounce your name, yes?
Yeah, you got it correct. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning. I caught a video that TK had worked on, and it's about a little boy and his mom, and it kind of pulled at my heart a little bit because, well, TK, I'm going to let you tell the story, My Mother's Tongue. Tell us about the story and how you decided to write the story. Why and how you decided to write the story.
All right. So My Mother's Tongue is a new short film coming soon by Afropolitan Legacy Theater. It was written by me, TK Nwabuku. I'm a writer, performer, and producer. The story of My Mother's Tongue is about Obi Yagozie. He is a 16-year-old boy who is a child of Nigerian immigrants. His grandmother comes to town. His grandmother comes to town, visits in from Nigeria, and she doesn't speak fluent English, and he doesn't speak fluent Igbo. Unfortunately, his mother undergoes a tragic accident of sorts, and she's taken out of the picture as she was the interpreter between those two. So in that context, Obi now has to, you know, try to communicate and, you know, cope with this tragedy, you know, but not being able to speak his grandmother's language, you know, that causes somewhat of an issue for both of them. The story was conceived in part, you know, from personal experience, but also in part just by looking at many young people in my generation and those who are coming after us, you know, who do not speak their parents' native tongue fluently or just not at all. You know, some don't have interest, some just have interest, don't speak it fluently, things like that. I think it's very important to acquire this, but also to be able to pass it on, you know, to younger generations coming. You know, language is a important source for passing along knowledge, you know, of your culture, you know, history, your family history. It's a cultural code of communication. Excuse me. So I just think it's very important. I wanted to make a story about it that wasn't preachy, you know, but at the same time, you know, still had a message but could still be entertaining. And working with my fantastic managing director who helped with some script consulting, the story My Mother's Tongue was born.
So, Ezene, why don't you tell us how did you and TK connect? Do you guys know each other from school or in the industry? How did you guys connect to create Afropolitan Legacy Theater?
Well, TK and I actually met a couple of years ago, I believe, at a casting call. And the way that we connected is, you know, we both have Nigerian parents. We're both Igbo. And, you know, he had this energy about him that drew me to him. He's very serious about the work that he does. And so we became friends from there, and, you know, we just continued building, and we came up with this idea for Afropolitan Legacy Theater. We officially launched this year, but, you know, so the idea is, you know, we conceived it a couple of years ago, and really with the goal in mind of telling our stories, you know, because we feel like okay, people can always tell a story for you. You can always, you know, attempt to tell your story. But, you know, at some point, you have to kind of take charge and tell your own story. You can't really just always complain on the sidelines if you're not going to step up and show something different. And so, you know, we realized that, and we decided to form this company. And, you know, it's really great because there's a whole network of Afropolitans out there, and they're really drawn to what we do and what other Afropolitans do as well.
So, Chike, tell us about this name Afropolitan. What does that mean?
Afropolitan is a combination of terms, African and cosmopolitan. It was coined, I'm going to apologize for not remembering the whole name, but I know her first name is Taye. I believe she's of Nigerian and Ghanaian descent, but she coined the term back, I believe, in 2006, 2007 or so through a blog that she wrote, which quickly spread throughout the African world and more specifically the new African diasporic world, you know, those Africans or, you know, children of Africans who recently migrated out of Africa, you know. So basically the term Afropolitan just comes from the fact of, you know, in part, you know, recognizing the new African, you know, that we're Africans who may not necessarily live in Africa right now, or we may live in Africa right now, you know, but it's more so we have these cosmopolitan experiences that gives us, you know, a lot more nuances than the world has known, you know, Africans to have, or the world, you know, has known Africans to have, you know, or for we ourselves as Africans to have, you know. One thing that's like, you know, we may, you know, like to eat, you know, sushi, but we also like to eat our fufu, you know, or you know, we're gonna, you know, we can, you know, you can catch us speaking German just as fluently as we're speaking, you know, Lingala or something. You know, it's just, I mean, these cosmopolitan experiences, but we'll all, you know, still find a root or still have a place to call home in Africa.
In Africa, yeah. Well, I've had a lot of different Igbos on the show. I've Engo Okafor, he's a boxer, a model, author mm-hmm. Chike Unigwe, singer Naka was on. Later on in the month, I'll have author Nady Okorafor on talking about her book. So the Igbos are really kicking it out here. And this is no offense to Yorubas or anything. I know there's like a battle going on and all this stuff. But, you know, I like to highlight Africans and African-Americans doing positive things, doing, you know, talented, creative things. Some of you might not know, but T.D. Jakes, Forrest Whitaker, Blair Underwood, they all supposedly have Igbo ancestry. So the Igbos, you know, it's not something new. Igbos are not new. Let's just talk about the language, because the short film, the clip that you were trying to raise money. So I want to highlight that they are still working on trying to raise funds for this production. So you want to try to reach out to them if you're interested in supporting positive African culture, positive stories, like Ezene said, that, you know, they have to tell themselves because nobody else is doing it. And tell us, is there a phone number? What's the email? How can they contact you guys if they want to donate money or funds to support the project?
Okay, absolutely. They can go to our website, which is www.afropolitanlegacy.com, and they can donate.
So that was afropolitanlegacy.com. I'm sorry, Ezene, you were just a little scratchy. Your phone was coming in and out. But so they can go to the website, and is there a form they fill out or a mailing address there? I think we're going to have to call you right back or call us right back because you're breaking up. So, Chike, why don't you tell us again the web address, afropolitanlegacy.com?
Definitely. It's afropolitanlegacy.com, and that's afropolitanlegacy.com. That's afropolitanlegacy.com. As soon as you get to the website, there should be a donate button where you can pay through PayPal right there on the right-hand side of the webpage. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right there on the page. Also, the film, if you're interested in looking at the short clip of the film that they're trying to work on. You also worked on some other short films and also theater pieces. One of them was The Naming Ceremony that you put up in February of this year. Talk about that a little bit, the naming ceremony.
Oh, yes, naming ceremony. Naming ceremony is about the lead actress, or the story centers around a young lady named Ada Kalu. Basically, she is a Nigerian-American who is having a baby by an African-American. These two have recently broken up, and they're trying to decide on a name for this child. So, it addresses, the importance of names, but it also, tugs a little bit at, some of the challenges and sometimes some of the differences between the Nigerian or the African culture and African American culture. But one of the things I like about it a lot is the fact that, I mean, the same way that it looks at some of the challenges that, exist between the two, it also presents, an opportunity for these two to work together because, these two are having a child. Now, I find it somewhat symbolic of, the new Nigerian Americans or just Africans, new Africans here in the country, who do not plan on going back to Africa, and there are people, intermarrying and things like that. So it's like, yeah, we have differences, but, we also have an opportunity to work together and grow with each other. So that story is basically born out of that, and in part, just having, my own name, which is, different here in America. I wanted to talk about the importance of names and how that reflects your cultural identity.
Ezani, I think she's back on. You're back. Can you hear us now, honey?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you're much clearer now. Now, you were also working on an online magazine. Are you still working on the Afropolitan Experience online magazine, Ezani?
Yes, I'm currently serving as the managing editor for the Afropolitan Experience.
And what's your website address for the magazine?
Okay, the address for the Afropolitan Experience is just www.theafropolitanexperience.com.
And so what do you try to highlight in the magazine? Is this, again, kind of the blend of the African culture and American, or African and European, and just the cosmopolitan blend?
Absolutely, the cosmopolitan blend. As I was saying earlier, we're actually in great company because there are so many people that are, really now, talking about the Afropolitan experience, if you will. And so we, if you go to the website, it's an online magazine. We highlight different people that are doing things in the community and issues that are important to Africans across the world, not just on the continent. So
let's do a little vocabulary here. Now, I know a couple of Igbo words, but, we can go a little further. So let's say hello is a kedu, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay,
kedu.
And then kedu. And then thank you is dalu.
Yes, dalu.
Or imela.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's say, Ezane, tell us how to say, what's your name? How do you say that in Igbo?
Oh, okay. Oh,
dang,
put me on the spot.
Okay.
Afambu chike, afambu chike. And I mean, and Igbo, they're different dialects too of Igbo,
yeah.
But you can say afam, afam, afambu chike, or aham, ahambu chike.
Yeah, if you want to ask, and I'm not as fluent, but you can say Guinea as well. So Guinea bu afa, what is your name? Name is Aha or Afa, depending on the dialect. So, Guinea Bu Afa, what is your name?
I want to read, I know you have a poem dealing with names, what's in the name. Do you remember writing that poem?
Oh,
that she gave?
Yeah, haha, you did your research.
Oh, come on now, what's going on? I'm not going to have you come on here and not know anything about you. I like that because it's connected to the naming ceremony. Do you mind if I read a little bit of that, or do you remember it, or do you mind reading some of it?
It's not in front of me right now. I mean, once I say
okay,
it,
I'll
it
read
comes
some
back
of it.
To me, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to read some of it for the audience. This is What's in the Name. This is written by Chike Nwabuku, and it was the 2011. You just recently wrote this, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so this is a poem. I'm going to give it a shot here. Tell me, what's in the name? Is it fame or shame? What do you identify with Is it pain or gain? Will your signature take your destiny off aim? Or is it your literature that given your legacy most claim? Really, what does it matter in the scheme of things what your title says? If you even believe in those things, you could be a killer or the reigning king of things. I guess it all depends on how you perceive these things. You see, it ain't what I call you, but really what you respond to. The tag that I give you could disrespect or honor you, torn between cultures, Andre or Amadou. Just want to make you proud, didn't know it'd be a problem, too. Link you to a past, attached to a long history. Now your future lies ahead, and it's a mystery. Want to bring balance, but damn, where's the synergy? Knowing that your mother, your moniker is your mission and your memory, the energy that's set forth in how I describe you unconsciously affects my psyche and what I provide for you. How can a name be wrong? Want to do right for you? I've been in the dark too long. Show me the light for you. This is the ceremony. Stop the pandemonium. I want to call you the same they call the one and only. And it won't be phony, although it may be lonely. Just know that.
Just know that
your name means
the
world.
Means the world to me.
So that
and
was...
It does.
It does. So tell us, Ebene, what does your name mean? What is the meaning of your name?
Okay, so Ebene, if you break it into two, Eze is good, and Ne is mother. So if you put it together, it's good mother.
Mm-hmm. So are you a good mother? Are you working to be a good mother?
Yeah, when that time comes, I definitely think that, you know, I would do well, but currently I don't have any kids. So, but, you know, our names are not... I was just going to say, our names are not so, okay, you look at it and it's like, okay, good mother, then, you know, it's just like a complete literal, there's always an underlying meaning that dates back to, you know, there's an ancestral meaning. You might have a member in your family who carried that name and, you know, so, yeah.
So, Chike, what about your name? What does Chike mean?
Chike is short for Chukwuike. Chuku is God, which would be N-W-E, although within the name we don't put the N, is has, and Ike is strength or power. So all together would be like God's power, or, you know, God has strength. So God's power, you know, God's strength, that's what Chike means, or which is short for Chukwuike. And,
so do you think that your name has affected you, like, I mean, in terms of how you perceive yourself, your self-esteem, does that somehow play your name, your meaning? I mean, has it been repeated to you, like, well, this is your name, so this is how you should be, or, you know?
Well, I mean, as far as being repeated, you know, I mean, ironically, okay, let me break it down in two parts. The first part, it has definitely played a role in my life and shaping how I see myself, how I see my destiny, how I, you know, see my legacy here on, you know, for my short time here on this earth. You know, I definitely draw on it, you know, for a source of inspiration and a source of encouragement, you know, I mean, all the time, you know, and of course, you know, especially in times when, you know, need it most. I have a very strong faith. I do believe in God, and, you know, I do believe in God's power, you know, so it's definitely affected, you know, the way I see myself and, you know, my possibilities even. But as far as it hasn't been repeated,
let me bring Ezine in. Ezine, do you have a different experience? Because, like you said, you don't have children yet. So what, I mean, strength or vision or dream do you have that's come to you through your name? Do you think there's any vision that has supported you because of your name? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Definitely. Even though I'm not a mother, as you said, yet, you know, I think our names are so important. You know, my mom told me that, you know, my name is because my grandmother was such a good mother to her, you know. So it's definitely a big responsibility to me, not only to my children, but to the rest of my lineage as well, you know. So, I mean, having this name has definitely shaped me growing up. You know, a lot of times people may see a name and not be able to pronounce it, and, you know, they kind of might look at you a certain way. But me, I have no problem. You know, I always correct people if they can't pronounce it, and, you know, it really means something to me. So, yeah.
So now, TK, you were in Washington or Maryland area, and Ezine, where are you from, Ezine?
I was born and raised in Houston, Texas.
In Texas. So now, you just mentioned about this issue of people not being able to pronounce your name and things like that. What other things do you think, or maybe discriminations or prejudice you might have experienced? I'll start with Chike, being, African in America.
Being African American outside of names, the same?
Of your name, just, because there can be prejudice between African Americans and Africans. There's prejudice
mm-hmm.
between Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, Malian people, Ethiopian people. I mean, so tell me just a little bit about some battles you might have faced or conflicts you might have faced.
I guess one of the first things that come to mind, is just that, there's different prejudices, I was born in this country, I schooled in Nigeria briefly when I was younger, but, I spent more of my time here in this country, But, in part, some of the prejudices I face, just for family as a whole, is that, I'm a child of immigrants, and a lot of times, we speak of the immigrant experience like it's only about, Hispanics and nothing against Hispanics, anything like that. I'm just saying it's just like, they're definitely.
There's all kinds of immigrants. There's Latino, there's Asian, there's African,
right.
there's Canadian immigrants,
right.
You could say East Coast, West Coast. If you go from the East Coast to the West Coast, you're like an immigrant there because you're like, whoa, what's going on over here? So everybody has, that transition time and how people perceive them. Ezine, talk to me a little bit about maybe your experiences or conflicts you might have faced other than just your name.
Right. I think, definitely, as Chike mentioned, that we are the children of those who came here. So, they brought with them their own experiences as well. They brought with them, their accents, and definitely witnessed a lot of people who it's very interesting. People sometimes equate an accent with, stupidity or.
You're breaking up again, Ezine.
Yeah, we've lost you.
Okay, can you? Okay. I was saying that, when our parents came over, they came over with their accents. And, a lot of times people equate accents with, stupidity or not being well-versed or something else. So I definitely saw a lot of the things that they had to deal with. For me, it was, my parents, they grew up here. I grew up here. And my parents, they bring a lot of their, our parents have brought a lot of their own, maybe preconceived notions or whatnot, and a lot of their, things that they were dealing with as well. So it's like for us as the children, we have to kind of find our place, and find where we feel that we belong. And for everyone, it's a different path, we're kind of dealing with these dualities, sometimes even more than just dualities as well. So, for me, beyond the name, it was just trying to balance, being born here and then, parental expectations and other things that come along with, our culture. But, I don't have any, nothing too crazy, but
right.
A lot of the work happens inside, a lot of it is internal.
I would say just to add to that, maybe in part, finding the African dream within the American dream, and in doing that in a way that, we have to navigate, both being of recent African descent and knowing that there are also Africans that came before us, and how we, even find that space right there, without it being, too conflicting. But within that context, it's like, well, is there a space for us in America as a whole? Because we are here, because our parents did come here, and they were looking for something, and they raised us, to be able to have access to some of those things, So it's like, just adding to what she said, how do we, find that, without losing a total sense of self, because that's
definitely,
one thing that
definitely.
We know that they didn't want to do is for us to lose our sense of self.
Right.
Well, I don't think you guys are losing your sense of self, definitely by continuing on with your projects. Again, I want to highlight that if you're just tuning in, you can check out their website, AfropolitanLegacy.com?
.org?
Yes. AfropolitanLegacy.com, yes.
.com. And so they need help. They're trying to make a wonderful film talking about passing knowledge down, language, communication, generational issues, so many things in the film. I think you guys should support it. So you want to check out their website, AfropolitanLegacy.com. Also, you can check out Chike's website, ChikeStory.com, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, ChikeStory.com.
ChikeStory.com.
And you can
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter as well. On Twitter, we're AfropolitanLT, and on Facebook, you can just search Afropolitan Legacy Theater.
Well, thank you guys so much. I should say, Dalu.
Yes, Dalu.
Thank you for coming on today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I wish you much success, and you know, many blessings to you and yours. Okay, so have a wonderful Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Joy. You have a wonderful Saturday as well. And
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Really just try to support, you know, Africans and African-Americans doing positive things. You want to check out their website, AfropolitanLegacy.com. Also check out Chike's website, ChikeStory.com. On his website, you know, he has media clips of some other short films he worked on, his poetry and links to different things. And also check them out on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, look up Afropolitan Legacy Theater. And on Twitter, it's Chike Story and Afropolitan LT on Twitter. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. And stay tuned. November is Diabetes Awareness Month. I'll be doing a show with American Diabetes Representative Teresa Sims, and talking about diabetes and what the causes are, the prevention, treatments available. So tune in for that. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Saturday.